just came out of a trial, or you're fixing to go into a trial. Now the question is, will that trial make you a better person, a better Christian, or will it make you bitter? Go with me in prayer, and then we'll see what James says about trials. Father, we come before you this morning. Lord, we ask that I speak your words. Lord, we ask that your people hear your words. Lord, we ask that we can glean new truths, new insight, and that we could put joy in our lives.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Whether we're going through good times or bad times.
Yes.
Lord, we just love you and thank you for being our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to read James 1, 1 through 4 again. James, a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations. Trials and temptations. Well, that's not in the scripture. That's one of those little things they put in there. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. When writing this letter, James doesn't address himself as Jesus' brother. He could have said, I'm Jesus' brother. I'm the guy who started the church in Jerusalem. Ain't I great? Now, James didn't say that. He said, he calls himself a slave of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. By using the word slave, or servant, he proclaims his absolute obedience and submission to Christ. Since Greeks looked down upon slaves, it was a term of humility. But the term servant of God was used by the prophets in the Old Testament, like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Moses. It was also a term of honor. Paul also used the term that he was a slave or a servant of God. So James was the half-brother of Jesus. But more importantly, he was a disciple. He followed Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
He tried to emulate Jesus. In the second verse it says, to the 12 tribes dispersed abroad. From this, it's clear that James is writing to Jews who were scattered throughout the world. The fact that he continually calls them brother means the recipients were Jewish Christians. Some of them had even been in his church. Most likely, James specifically addressed Jewish Christians who were scattered from Jerusalem because of persecution, as seen in Acts 8:1. Some might think James is insensitive when he considers the command to suffering saints to consider it nothing but joy. However, James' command is based on theology. A person properly evaluating their trial in light of God's word. This is taught throughout Scripture. Let's look what it says in Matthew 5, starting in verse 11. I'll give you a minute because I know you didn't have a chance to mark your Bibles like I did.
Thank you.
Matthew 5, verse 11. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted and the prophets who were before you. I don't know about your Bible, but in my Bible, that's in red. That means Jesus said that. Blessed are you when people persecute you. I don't know about you, but I've been persecuted once or twice, and I didn't think it was such a great blessing. I know better today. After considering their persecution in light of Scripture, James says they should have pure joy. Certainly we saw this practiced by the apostles in the books of Acts.